Pretty Little Boy, written by Lady Angel and read by Eos Rose. Staring down at the dark head buried in his naked lap, Hank knows this is wrong, but he doesn't care. This is what Tucker needs and wants, and ever since he first met the kid, he's wanted to give him whatever he needed. Tucker's father is away again, non-existent to the core, leaving this pretty little boy all alone in the great big house overlooking the sea. Hank moans softly at a voracious suck, praise and sin all in one breath. This should have never started, but he couldn't say no that first time when Tucker's pale hand had covered his cock and Tucker's pink lips whispered his pleas into Hank's ear. Careful, careful, fragile heart and fragile body in his hands, taking the kid just hard enough to assuage their desire, gentle enough to make up for everything Tucker never had. Hissed in disappointment when Tucker pulled off his cock, smiling when that long, lithe body slithered its way up his own. Hank kissed those gorgeous lips, tasting of himself and of his pretty little boy. Cupped slim hips as their cocks rubbed together, one hand slipping between rounded cheeks to find the slickness and heat. Are you going to ride me, baby? Sweet, floppy black curls brushed against his forehead as Tucker nodded, biting his lip and angling his hips. Delicious whimpers and low groans filled the summer air as Hank slid honey slow inside Tucker's tight, tender ass. So beautiful, Hank murmured, hands sweeping up and down that lovely arch of a back, nuzzling into sweat-slick skin. My beautiful, pretty little boy. Tucker's breath hitched, body melting around his cock, taking Hank deeper. They barely moved, savoring the feel, the quiet, until Tucker's youthfulness kicked in and he started to ride. Hank watched and felt as Tucker rose above him, rolling hips and arching back, hands clenched in his own hair and pinching tiny pink nipples. Hank cupped Tucker's adorable balls, playing with them, smiling when every small tug earned him a whimper and a sigh, lightly trailing his fingers along the exquisite cock bobbing and begging for attention. Grit his teeth when that touch was all it took for Tucker to spasm and clench, orgasm ripping through his body and out of his lips, a long, low keen. Hank caught his pretty little boy, snuggling the pliant body as his hips snapped into Tucker's delectable ass, filling it to the brim. Tucker's soft sighs and coos as he curled up in Hank's arms as he fell asleep made his arms tighten in guilty pleasure. The end.